Innovation has been all the rage for federal agencies over the past few years. Innovation is supposed to make government more efficient, provide better services, and generally get things up to date. But a new analysis from the Partnership for Public Service says agencies are starting to slip. When compared to the private sector, the government as a whole is lagging behind. Dan Helfrich is a principal at Deloitte Consulting and leader of the Federal Human Capital Practice. He joins us now with more. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Tom.
All right, so you looked at this annual survey of federal employees with an innovation filter. Tell us what you found specifically.
Well, what we found, Tom, is that the innovation score, the index that we developed, dropped by a couple of percentage points since last year. And most notably, underlying that score on the subject of, do I as an employee feel like creativity and innovation are rewarded in my organization? We fell to an all-time low of only about 36% of the employees answering affirmatively to that. And that, to me, is a pretty big wake-up call for our leaders and our managers across the government.
Now, innovation is a great sounding word, but do you think everyone agrees on what they mean when they say it?
I don't agree that there's a common viewpoint of innovation. The way we look at it is innovation is about introducing new ideas. They don't need to be big ideas. They need to be new ideas to help solve everyday problems facing our government, everyday problems facing our citizens. And in my mind, the key to unlocking innovation is empowering employees to have forums to share new ideas, to test new ideas, whether those ideas fail or they succeed, creating the environment for them to do so.
And do we have any clues from the study, or do you have any theories as to why people feel so badly about the willingness of agencies to let them go ahead and innovate?
Well, first of all, Tom, I think the data tells us that there are agencies doing it very well in this environment. And not surprisingly, the agency that ranked best in the overall best places to work this year, NASA, also rated the most highly on the innovation score. And to me, what NASA's doing is they are taking their employees and they're offering them through a whole bunch of techniques, including an effective use of social media, through a lot of two-way dialogue with their employees, they're offering ways for innovation and new ideas to be tested. And those at the bottom of the rankings are not doing similar things. The beauty, Tom, of unlocking the power of innovation to me is it's cheap. You don't need lots of expensive programs to do. What you need is simply to create forums where people are comfortable introducing new ideas. And in this environment of fiscal austerity, innovation is actually the key to unlocking improved government performance.
We're speaking with Dan Helfrich. He's the principal at Deloitte Consulting LLP and leader of its Federal Human Capital Practice. So NASA, I guess you could almost expect NASA to be top because of the nature of the work that they do and the fact that there's fewer employees relative to the number of contractors. What about an agency like Commerce or Homeland Security where there's just big, large numbers of people doing maybe more routine things day to day than might be expected at NASA?
Yeah, well, when we talk about agencies like a Commerce or a DHS, I spend a lot of time with Homeland Security. I think the hill to climb is a little bit steeper because of the geographic distribution of employees, because of the relative newness of the organization. But I'm actually heartened, Tom, by what I'm seeing in, you know, some parts of an organization like DHS where they're taking on issues that historically have been seen as sort of untouchable, things like employee performance management, and saying, you know what, let's try out taking goals and saying, instead of having individual goals, let's have team-based goals. And instead of having quantitative goals, let's have qualitative goals. And let's see whether performance improves accordingly. And so I'm really seeing a willingness increasingly to test new ideas, to go away from the routine, from the traditional, from the way we've always done it. And to me, you're going to see over time those agencies improve their innovation score because of their willingness to do that.
All right, so what can people do at the management level at this point to encourage innovation? What can they do differently that would make people say, yeah, they listen to me when I try this?
Well, there's a lot of very simple techniques. If I'm a manager out in the field with a group of employees, I'm going to create weekly, biweekly interactions where it's an idea jam, where people are throwing out ideas, and we might select one idea every month, and we're going to test that idea in practice, and we're going to measure it against the way we always do things, and then we're going to assess whether that new way of doing things improved. I'm also going to look at two-way interactions with my employees. The State Department, who scored very highly in these innovation rankings, has done things like introduce Diplopedia, which is a Wikipedia-like form to encourage interaction. That's what I'd be doing if I'm a manager.
And do you think these things run a little cyclically? I mean, I've been watching this market now. I'm in my third time around for the fifth year of a two-term administration. And regardless of party, sometimes things seem to run out of steam a little bit in years 5 and 6. Could it be a cyclical thing that we're seeing in the survey in the latest version?
I don't believe it's cyclical, and I actually don't think it's political. I think innovation is about the way anybody in a leadership position, whether political or career, motivate a group of employees who are largely career. And that's about management technique. That's about creating and fostering a culture where new ideas are encouraged and failure is okay. And to me, that's not a political characteristic. That's just about good leadership.
All right. Dan Helfrich is a principal at Deloitte Consulting and leader of the Federal Human Capital Practice. Thanks so much for joining us.
Always great to talk to you, Tom.